Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In response to some questions, I guess it was it Mike? Mike that called in yesterday wanting to know about night vision. I've decided to bring on somebody on the show today that knows about night vision, low light operations, all the doodads that you want to hook up to your weapon to operate in that environment. We're going to be joined in the second hour by James Yeager from Tactical Response. He is he's been training people since 1996. Been on the show many times before. Normally with something like that, I appreciate this notion that I may be a firearms expert, but most of the stuff that I trained to do on a regular basis happened in the 80s, and I do believe it has evolved to a certain degree. So in the interest of getting it right, this is why I go to people like James. This past Monday, the Chumpington Post ran a column arguing that the Constitution is the weakest of all grounds for defending gun rights. And an appeal to self-defense to justify gun ownership is simply laughable. I got to wonder about people like this. I really do. I got to wonder about the writer of this who thinks, I guess the Constitution is just a piece of paper. According to the Huffington Post, the constitutional argument for gun rights is flawed because the Second Amendment only protects the rights of persons serving in the militia. And contrary to the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, it does not bar states or local governments from regulating firearm ownership. Sorry, you lost that argument. There's two kinds of militias. There's organized militias and there's disorganized militias. Simply existing can put you in the disorganized militia. So everybody in the United States, especially every male, but especially in today's age with, equality and everything. So everybody in today's United States are members of the disorganized militia. Sorry, HuffPo. HuffPo substantiates his claim because of John Paul Stevens, retired Supreme Court Justice, who wrote Six Amendments, How and Why We Should Change the Constitution. He wrote, for over 200 years following the adoption of the Second Amendment, federal judges uniformly understood that the right protected by the text was limited in two ways. First, it applied only to keeping and bearing arms for military purposes, and second, while it limited the power of the federal government, it did not pose any limit whatsoever on the power of the states or local governments to regulate the ownership or use of firearms. However, back then they didn't. That's the interesting part that the honorable former retired justice leaves out. They didn't regulate them till 1934, 33, whenever it was. Therefore, the constitutional argument is the weakest, you see. And appeals to self-defense, whether defense of one's person or of one's countrymen, are, according to HuffPo, downright laughable. Regarding individuals, the HuffPo quotes the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence in arguing that a gun in the house is 22 times more likely to be used for suicide or killing someone than for self-defense. So you've got a left-leaning rag that is relying upon the statements made by a bunch of liars who are just trying to get some money coming into their coffers. Regarding the defense of one's countrymen, as in fighting off the government, you know, they mock the argument that our founding fathers wanted citizens armed in order to keep the government in check. Now, they did not, of course, you know, they went to the Brady campaign, they went to John Paul Stevens, they did not go to James Madison. They did not go to that quotation, because Madison used Federalist 46 to express his confidence that one reason Americans owned guns was to keep government in check. Moreover, it was Madison who not only penned the Second Amendment, but also wrote that the advantage of being armed which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, which is true. Which is true. Case in point, look what happened in Paris. This horrific action in Paris over a newspaper picture, over a picture on Twitter and a picture they published in a satirical newspaper. Bunch of AK-toting terrorists run into a newspaper office, kill 12 people, including two policemen who tried to fight them. Ran out, got into another gunfight, now highly sought by the French authorities. And don't discount the French. The French have foiled many a... we'll never hear about it, but the French have a very good counter-terror network. This one slipped through their cracks, though. And that is the problem, you see. That's the problem. Because you can catch most of these things. You can intercede some of these school shooters. You can stop while they're in motion of getting ready to go do their robberies or catch them after a robbery or something. But eventually, everything is going to make its way through to where it impacts regular people. And therefore, this is where the advantage of being armed, which we possess over most people of almost every other nation, comes into play. It comes into play. So, Huffington Post. Well, it's worth, you know. how many of you out there actually go to Huffington Post and check them out? I simply do it because they're crazy. They're crazy, and they write about me and you like we're crazy. And the things we do are laughable. The Constitution is laughable. It's a piece of paper. They mock that which we hold dear, which is fine. That's cool if that's what they want to do. The bad news is that I still think that at some point in my lifetime that we're going to be in a predicament that's going to be sort of hairy on the streets of America. We had a little glimpse of it with Ferguson, and we've had these glimpses with the police and everything, and that's running out of steam because now they're breaking into, into places where people are having brunch to disrupt that. No justice, no eggs and coffee. That's going to backfire, don't you think? I get a kick out of the Huffington Post because the things they say, they can say and make up whatever they want to say, and they very rarely get challenged on it. And that's because, to a very large degree, they're just a little insignificant. They're a little insignificant. What they're basically selling you is that the government runs your lives. They can decide what, when and where you can do anything you might consider doing, and it's foolhardy. It's foolhardy, and guns are bad. Guns are just bad. And we like the people that think guns are bad. That's what they're saying. And I got to tell you, I've said it before. If the stats pointed me in the other way, and if I saw people picking up guns and the voices talking to them, I would give them up. But that's not the way it is. Now, is it? Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the ATF. They're always the gift that keeps on giving. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. In their first ruling of 2015, because I was so on the edge of my seat waiting for it, the ATF has held that businesses that may, or they've held that businesses may not allow individuals to use their equipment to further process incomplete firearm blanks, frames, and or receivers, according to attorney Joshua Prince. These businesses may not assist or provide machinery access to unlicensed individuals without being licensed firearms manufacturers. How are they going to enforce that? How are they going to catch somebody doing that? Because this is a little bit beyond the pale for them. A drill press will process an 80% blank. A drill press will. The ruling, signed by ATF Director B. Todd Jones on Friday, also holds that the businesses must identify, mark any such firearm, and maintain manufacturing records, and that the Gun Control Act requirements may not be avoided by allowing persons to perform processes on machinery, tools, and equipment a business controls access to. Excluded from the ruling are weapons and devices regulated by the National Firearms Act. The effect of this ruling will be to close down operations in which persons who are legally entitled to manufacture their own firearms for personal use are permitted by a business to use its equipment, either with instruction or without. Now, the problem with that is going to be enforcing it, because there's plenty of people in the United States of America who have a workshop. And there, you know, I don't know exactly what the saturation of computers is nationwide, but anybody with a computer can go onto YouTube and see which rudimentary tools it takes to empty the cavity in the fire control group, for the fire control group on 80% lower. And if they see what kind of tools they are, if they identify what kind of tools they are, they probably can borrow them from a friend. And this is them entering this murky area of how are they going to enforce this? Are they going to start raiding people's garages? I don't know of businesses that would allow that. I'm sure there are. Some of the businesses that sell it may allow it. I don't know. Here's the problem that they have, though. Here's the big problem that they have. The ghost gunner is their big problem, because the ghost gunner is for sale. It does quite a wondrous job of carving out the fire control group on an 80% lower. And it's $1,200. Now think about this. Let's say that you got four guys that want to get together and carve out their 80% lowers. I think it's $1,200. It might have gone up. I'm not sure. But let's say it's $1,500. Let's say you got five guys. Let's make it five guys now. I'm just doing this for mathematical purposes. Those five guys can throw in $300 each, and each one of them owns the ghost gunner. So friend one uses the ghost gunner and passes it to friend two, who passes it on to friend three, who passes it on to friend four, who passes it on to friend five. They're not manufacturing. Each one of these guys is taking ownership of the tool as his tool. And he only has to own it for a couple of hours. He only has to own it for a couple of hours. And then if they want to, they can keep it. They can turn around and sell it to the next guy who might want it. They can go find the next five guys that might want it. If they all don't want to lay out the $1,500, they can do it for, you know, the same. There's a lot of ways around this, and this is what this is primarily for is the ATF is simply trying to close down a means by which people who lack the equipment themselves to finish off a part will be able to exercise their right to build a firearm, which is a practice that many do rely on. I've got two of those things sitting right here. Aries Armor ones. Good ones. Billet. Nice billet. And I haven't carved them out yet. Now, Attorney Joshua Prince asserts that this will not be the end of the era for 80% lowers, but it will cause a substantial financial impact to the firearms and related industries. I don't think it could. I think what they need to do is every one of these guys that sell these things need to call Cody Wilson up at Defense Distributed and say, I want to carry the Ghost Gunner. That's what I think they ought to do. Because the ATF, the problem they have here is what they're describing is based upon businesses. It has nothing to do with individuals. I know a couple of guys who are welders. I could build a space shuttle in their shop if I knew how to do it. They've got the tools to fabricate just about anything, if you know how to fabricate. And that's the problem. I'm sure I'm not in the minority knowing people that have tools. I'm sure that if you got a strong enough Dremel with the right bits, it might have to be gasoline powered, I don't know, but you can carve out that 80% lower. So, there's a whole lot of, this is, it's going to open up a lot of questions too. What if this company that is selling these things decides that you can be a member of the company? What if they sell memberships to the company? And the membership means that they're entitled to use the equipment, company equipment, for free. And they can complete his or her firearm on company equipment since the business would not be engaged in the business. Do machine shops now need to inquire of the individual as to what he, she, it is going to be utilizing the machinery for? That's the easy. There's a lot of unclear questions here that will, you know, and I'm sure they'll make it up as they go. But there's a way around this. But it's, you know, their motivation, ATF's motivation for doing this, is to shut down as many lawful avenues for individuals to exercise their rights without federal oversight as they can possibly make happen. And what needs to happen with the ATF is they need to be disbanded. They need to be disbanded. They keep changing the rules. They keep changing the paradigm. Nobody's calling for this. Nobody is calling for this. So they're just looking for something to do. Nobody's calling for this. I would love to get a president. I know that there's a little more to the process than this, but I'd like to see the next president walking down the hallway with a red Sharpie, putting X's on the doors of all of the agencies that need to be shut down, and then go do it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Award-winning no...
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, to address all things low light. If you've got a low light question, you need to tee this up. I didn't actually talk to him about how long it might take to keep him, but he's normally pretty flexible. James Yeager, Tactical Response. We're going to talk all things in a low-light environment. We're going to talk night vision. We're going to talk flashlights. We're going to talk laser sighting. We're going to talk technique. That's going to cover a lot of ground. What's best, what's... And I'll just tell you right up front. James is opinionated. He uses for optics, he likes Aimpoint. He uses Aimpoint. He hates EOTech. I use EOTech. I don't take any umbrage at it. James likes what James likes, and James uses what works for him. So when he's telling you some of this stuff, don't take umbrage at it. Just listen to what he's saying, okay? So, but if you got questions about that, get ready, because I'm going to have somebody that can really give you some good information. The problem today with gun control activist stance is that it's not backed by any actual hard numbers. Their primary technique is to take the numbers they see and massage them and cross-reference them and conflate them and turn them into one big number, and then take some of those elements from that big number, which never apply to the category they're using, and apply that to another thing to back up their stance. And the fact of the matter in America today is that statistics prove that, at the very least, it's not guns that are the problem. And the statisticians that I listen to, I don't listen to them because what they say at first glance backs up what I believe. I listen to them because they send out their method of compiling their information to other statisticians for them to examine the method so they can make a call as to whether they think this study is going to be flawed. And in the cases of Kleck and Glock, or Lott rather, Kleck and Glock, in the cases of Kleck and Lott and Gaius and some of these other people, that doesn't work out that way. Their method is sound. Now, right now, the gun grabbers have public opinion shifting against them, which is a new environment for them to operate in, I can assure you. So they've now decided to, there's a website that they've dubbed the Gun Violence Archive, and they've decided to try to make it seem that the numbers are really in their favor. The purpose of the site appears to be the collection and analysis of firearms-related incidents in the United States. Sort of noble. But when you look at their methodology, it's all based upon the analysis they want to come up with, which is not a study. Studies are meant to be done in a cold environment with no passion behind it whatsoever. And if you get the wrong result based upon your own political belief, oh, okie doke. It's got to go that way if you're going to be true to being a statistician. It has a lot to do with Slate.com. The Gun Violence Archive was established to carry on the work of Slate.com's 2013 toll of deaths by gun violence. When GVA took the reins in 2014, the mission was expanded to also look at the tens of thousands of injuries and other acts of gun violence. The overall goal of GVA is to provide the best and most detailed accessible data on the subject to add clarity to the ongoing discussion on gun violence, gun rights, and gun regulations. Now, Slate, which is another rag, in my opinion, they're a very vocal proponent for civilian disarmament and infringement on the civil rights of Americans when it comes to firearm ownership. So, knowing that, you got to be skeptical of their goal and of their viewpoint and of their effort, and the methodology they use doesn't help it. GVA began with the goal to provide a database of incidents of gun violence. To that end, we utilize automated queries, manual research through over 1,200 media sources, aggregates, police blotters, police media outlets, and other sources daily. Each incident is verified by both initial researchers and secondary validation processes. Links to each incident are included in the incident report to provide further information on each incident for researchers, advocate groups, media, and legislative interests. If you go to their website, the front page has a real-time count of breakout of deaths due to guns with a special highlight for children, injuries, and other evil uses of firearms. Surprisingly, they also have a defensive use number as well. And their purpose is clear. They're trying to make the argument that on balance there are far more criminal and tragic uses of guns than defensive uses. The actual truth of that is there's more criminal pulls of the trigger than defensive pulls of the trigger, because most of the time when the gun is presented, 95% of the time when the gun is presented, they run away. And the problem here is that their methodology is not going to take that we know. We know this. CDC backs this up. Clinton's administration, when he was in power, backed this up. Even the naysayers say that there's at least 60,000, but it's actually closer to 500,000 on their low end. And we know the CDC say it's up to 3 million times. So we already know what the numbers are going into this. We already know what the numbers going into this are going to be. This is aimed at the layperson, at the low-info voter. And the disparity in the reporting of a defensive gun use versus murder and shooting is so great as to make any analysis based on that data impossible. But this is the old, if it bleeds, it leads paradigm here. And it's as true as it ever has been. So virtually every shooting and gun-related death gets reported on the news and is reported to the police. defensive gun uses. Not much happens with that most of the time. If you actually pull the trigger and shoot somebody, yes, something happens with that, but that's not as prevalent. Presentation of the weapon is the most prevalent occurrence. And, you know, even if you call the police, I don't know that they would fill out a report. And the problem with their assumption is that they assume that every defensive gun use is reported, and the fact of the matter is they won't be. But the fact that the few that are reported, that's what they're going by. So they're not going to include a defensive gun use where the trigger isn't pulled, where somebody doesn't shoot somebody. We know that not every defensive gun use ends with shots fired, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But even by the most conservative estimates that they have looked at Gun Violence Archive, they find 100,000 annual defensive gun uses. 100,000. Assuming that every defensive gun use ends in someone being shot is like assuming that only families where one child has died from malnutrition are below the poverty line. I like data. I like hard facts. I like good analysis. And Gun Violence Archive has none of these things. So if somebody comes to you with this and says, have you seen this? See, I told you guns are bad. Keep drinking your coffee. Don't waste any time over that one. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next, James Yeager, Tactical Response, all things low light. Coming up next in the next hour. When the Progressive Era's Anti-Saloon League were pushing forth their prohibitionist agenda, the call then, as today, was that something must be done. A problem was identified. The problem was male alcoholism in the post-World War I period. And that was actually many orders of magnitude greater than today's present gun problem could be described. As a matter of fact, the gun problem is actually going down. The scope of drinking-related income diverted to saloons and wife-beating and child neglect would dwarf any criminal issue today. Society's falling for a simple answer is nothing new. There's been low-info voters for a long time. And it's almost as sad and as long as history itself, that story. Every dictator and demagogue, every war, present-day included, and perhaps every bad policy we can think of occurs when the public gets the idea that a simple answer is an answer. The success of the Anti-Saloon League, and they were aided and abetted by the Women's Christian Temperance Union, the Carrie Nation, and other one-time fringe groups, was mind-boggling because they overcame some serious stuff. They overcame the wealth and power of the liquor industry. They overcame the 33% pre-tax income the federal government was getting from the liquor industry. Many people who drank supported prohibition as a way to attack the perceived drinking issues of other people or classes. Catholics in the North and blacks in the South were targets, and the KKK was a strong supporter of prohibition. Now, when they were on their merry roller coaster ride headed towards the Volstead Act, nobody in the Anti-Saloon League ever mentioned side effects such as criminal penalties, unforeseen consequences, poisonings, black markets, or organized crime that would emerge as a direct consequence of their activity. All they had were utopian promises if only demon rum could be exorcised from society. That is a direct parallel to the modern gun prohibitionist movement today. Not only do they distance themselves from obvious future failures, but they also avoid the very mention of draconian criminal penalties for laws that have passed, which they championed. Prohibition only prohibited the manufacturing, sale, transport, import, export, or distribution of intoxicating beverages. Drinking itself was never actually prohibited at the federal level. Now, unlike the latter-day war on drugs and the evolving war on guns, the target was those involved in commerce, not the ordinary citizen and user. It just affects them. Now, their utopian promises within the gun control movement are no more realistic than the promises of Reverend Billy Sunday, speaking at the moment when the 18th Amendment took effect. The reign of tears is over. The slums will soon be a memory. We will turn our prisons into factories and our jails into storehouses and corn cribs. Men will walk upright now. Women will smile and the children will laugh. Hell will be forever for rent. The modern-day equivalent of the Anti-Saloon League is the Brady Campaign. It's the Americans for Responsible Solutions. It's for Every Town for Gun Safety. The Moms Demand Attention. Some of these only came into focus after the era, if you will, of Sandy Hook. That, you know, all these guys cropped up. And their emphasis is on pictures and videos. It has not on discussion or debate or specifics. They claim to advocate only common sense reform of gun laws. Their words, common sense reform of gun laws. Their proposals are simply cover designed to hide their support for very harsh treatment of gun owners and mass criminalization. These are anti-intellectual groups. Their goals are based on, their agenda is based on nothing having to do with fact. They will rarely put forth anything concrete, on the record, legally detailed proposals, even though they are in the let's change the gun laws business. Even the instant law template, creators of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, won't mention penalties or consequences for breaking the laws they want to see enacted, even though they are lawyers. And they know that that's going to happen. Right now, the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence wants to classify BB guns and air guns identically to firearms. They're aware that making a BB gun legally identical to a Glock will mean years in prison for thousands of people. But they don't want you to know that, and they don't care. So far as every one of these groups is concerned, their slogan really should be, the ends justify the means. When you look at today's gun control movement, almost all of them will give you this, they'll start their paragraph predicated by saying, we support people's Second Amendment rights to own a gun. But then they start laying out a bunch of things that are designed to impede your capability of owning a gun. And just like the anti-liquor movement of long ago, we know how many crimes are thwarted by gun ownership. We know. So it is safe to say, then if they actually achieved what they want to do, and we should look at this whole tolerance movement era, and we should take that as a template of how much damage the anti-gun movement could do. We should take that on advisement of how far they could take it. When we look at this, we have to, you know, okay, so we know we thwart up to 3 million crimes a year, right? Do you think it would stop at 3 million if they did away with guns, if they absolutely banned guns from you and me? Let's say they do ban guns from you and me don't revolt and start a civil war and all this other stuff, which I certainly would do my best to try. And everybody does it, and we're just all sheeple. crime would explode. It would explode in ways that we can't even imagine. We look at the United Kingdom, we look at Australia, and we see crime exploding over there in the gun-free utopia. But it would be on a scale that we can't imagine here. We can't imagine it here. The inner cities would become absolute barren zones. When I was talking to you about Gunland, when I read you Gunland yesterday, if they banned guns, that's the way it would look. It's the actual opposite is true of what Ms. Lampert was putting forth. It's not guns in every hand, all hands, that would make it look that way. It's guns taken out of hands that would make it look that way. The predators would rule. The police would pull back. There would be zones. There would be like green zones around there. But they would be besieged all the time. Lawlessness would rule the roost. And this would never be, this is not, when these guys are thinking about this stuff, with some of these organizations that are thinking about this stuff, they just want to see the progressive agenda go forth. They don't, they want to see single-payer medical systems, and they want to see everybody getting paid $20 an hour, no raises, no starting lower, no starting higher. They want a level playing field. They want the government to design life, except government can only go so far. It can only go so far. They can get out there and put out these laws and edicts and everything else, but in an era of lawlessness, not the without rule of law that I think we exist in now, but I'm talking about where you step out the door and you're getting shot from five different angles by five different players. Man's law is not going to mean anything at that point. Mm-mm. No, it won't. Coming up next, from Tactical Response, we're going to be joined by James Yeager on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.